Day, February 11th, 2014. Celebrate the 24th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from prison in South Africa, KBOO's Africa Oye will present the powerful documentary film, A Mandela, A Revolution in Four-Part Harmony. Preceding the film will be a special short talk on the power of music in African society by Baba Wage Jakete, renowned artist and storyteller from Mali. That's Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 in Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net. Now, KBOO Radio is proud to present a special presentation of Mo Is Shy.
I used to think democracy a quixotic quest, now merely Sisyphean. In this special edition of Democracy Here!, we present a two-hour docudrama based on the Portland Christmas Tree Trial. Judge King has not released transcripts from the trial, and this script follows closely my court notes. Listen carefully for four or five clues, adding up to reasonable doubt that there was even a fake bomb in the FBI's white van. Here's Mo Is Shy, narrated by Shahid Hamid.
The Mark O. Hatfield Courthouse is located at 3rd and Main in downtown Portland, directly across from the library and medical tents of the 2011 Occupy camps. Every Occupy day, a father marched in front of the courthouse with a bullhorn and cried, "Free Mamumba! Free all political prisoners!" And a boy called Nameless followed him with a drum. Now a young man stands accused of using the U.S. postal system in furtherance of an attempt to use a weapon of mass destruction. The trial starts with the opening statement of Prosecutor Evan Bishop.
Prosecutor Bishop, your opening statement.
On November 26, 2010, the day after Thanksgiving, thousands of American families attended the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at Portland's Pioneer Square. Little did they know that this defendant had been plotting and scheming for several months to murder them all. The government will present evidence showing that he was intent on violent jihad long before contact with the FBI. He wrote articles for the online zine Jihad Recollections. He felt justified in killing Americans, and he already selected Pioneer Square as his target. The FBI got involved when the defendant's father called to say his son was brainwashed and heading for violent jihad in Yemen. Given this warning, the FBI needed to assess the defendant to see if he was just talk or a real threat.